Hollywood always dreams of the successful franchise, the movie or characters that can be spun into sequels and video games and merchandising. And the recent box office success of Spider-Man 3 has the industry speculating about Spider-Man 4. It's not going to stop there either. One modest made-for-cable TV movie seems to have inspired talk about franchising. Jeff London reports.
According to Rich Ross, president of Disney Channel Worldwide, it all started at a pitch meeting.
We got a pitch for Romeo and Juliet in high school, and to do it as a full-blown musical, no excuses, people in halls, they sing. And next thing you know, we had High School Musical.
High School Musical is a sweet, squeaky clean story about a jock, Troy, the basketball star, and a brainiac, Gabriella, the shy transfer student, who both not so secretly harbor a desire to audition for their High School Musical. Will they or won't they? And what will their friends think? Mayhem and musical numbers ensue.
This could be the start of something.
From the moment it first aired in January 2006, High School Musical has been a juggernaut. The soundtrack was last year's top-selling CD. The DVD has sold over 7 million copies. An arena concert tour with most of the original cast barnstormed across the country last fall. And over 100 million people have seen the TV movie worldwide. Disney executive Rich Ross.
In India, we were asked if we were open to reorchestrating it to have a Bollywood sound, because the sound is definitely, the instrumentation is different, and we jumped on it.
And now, High School Musical is jumping onto the stages of a high school or middle school or elementary school near you. Steve Fickinger, vice president of Disney Theatrical Production, says shortly after the astonishing success of the cable movie, he and his colleagues fast-tracked a stage version.
I thought, well, gosh, we have to have this out right away, because if we take our usual 12 to 18 months to write this and prepare the materials and to release it, the fever could be over.
So, 8 months later, the theatrical adaptation premiered at Stage Door Manor, a performing arts camp in upstate New York. Disney's Rich Ross was there.
It was art imitating life, imitating art, because they were kids who loved theater, loved musicals, getting to do a show about kids, some who do and some who don't love music and theater, and then performing for their families about that experience and peer pressure and everything else.
Fickinger of Disney Theatrical says if a show is licensed by 500 or 600 school and amateur groups a year, it's a big deal. And High School Musical? Well, it's an even bigger deal.
There have been over 1,200 productions in schools and amateur groups across this country.
The High School Musical phenomenon was on full display a couple of weekends ago at Candlewood Middle School in Dix Hills, a Long Island suburb of New York City. Lucille Kenny has been directing the middle school productions for the past 20 years. She says more kids audition for High School Musical than any other show she's done.
We had 235 auditions, and we brought it down to 122, thinking that maybe some people might drop out, but they didn't.
All four performances sold out. Eighth grader Madison Marisi played Ms. Darbus, the drama teacher. She says the kids really connected with the material.
I guess people could relate to having like their own clique or their own group of friends that they're with, and then wanting to be with other people at the same time, and then it's kind of a struggle to find balance.
The audience was filled with families and a lot of elementary school children, many wearing Disney-licensed High School Musical t-shirts and buttons. Fourth grader Mariah Anton, who's seen the movie dozens of times, said the stage version was...
awesome! Favorite part was the finale. Finale was really good. Really good.
Of course, there seems to be no finale for the High School Musical phenomenon. A 60-city professional theatrical tour rolls out in June, High School Musical 2 airs on the Disney Channel in August, and, hold on to your hats, High School Musical The Ice Tour starts playing in arenas in September. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can hear Cellular Fusion, one of the new songs written for the stage version of High School Musical, at npr.org.